Oasis Audio presents Your God is Too Glorious. Finding God in the Most Unexpected Places by Chad Bird. Read for you by Brandon Batchelor. To Stacy, my beloved wife. Preface. We face a major handicap in our efforts to see where God is at work. It's a congenital defect. We are accompanied by two liars everywhere we go. They are sunk side by side into our faces. Some are blue, some are hazel or brown, but they all wear the colors of the enemy. You can't hide your lying eyes, the eagles sang. But they weren't talking about this kind of lying. For the victims of this deceit are ourselves. Our vision has been handicapped by the flashes of glory that have blistered our eyes. Preach, God told Isaiah. Say to this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Isaiah 6, verse 9. Seeing, we do not see. For instance, in the parable Jesus told in Luke 16, verses 19 through 31, we think we see the manifestation of God's good graces in the rich man. After all, this fine fellow is all decked out in purple and fine linen. His table overflows with mouth-watering cuisine. Look at his mansion, his VIP list of friends. How glamorous and carefree his life is. Our eyes tell us how obvious it is that this man is heaven's poster boy for success. Likewise, we think we see in Lazarus the revelation of what happens to a man who lives a bad life, who is far from God. Our eyes see that impoverished street dweller, his skin crowded with oozing sores, whose mouth waters at the thought of eating even the crumbs that tumble from the rich man's table. His only friends are the flea-infested mongrels who lounge about him to lick his sores. Look at how lonely he is, how penniless, how depressing his life is. Our eyes tell us how obvious it is that this man is heaven's reject. We see the rich man as blessed, Lazarus as cursed. The rich man as God's son, Lazarus as the devil's dog. Yet when the veil is pulled back by the hand of death, the truth is revealed. Lazarus reclines at Abraham's bosom in celestial paradise, while the rich man anguishes in the flames. Seeing, we do not see, for we look through eyes that are blinded by the blazes of glory instead of opened by the Spirit's hand. We fail to see the unseen. Together, let's learn how to see the works of God in a different way. Through our ears. Our vision must be held captive by the Word of God. That Word comes through our ears. It defines divine reality, and through it we are able to see as God sees. Put your eyes into your ears, and you will behold the ways and works of God. Leave your eyes in their place. Assume that what you see is what really is, and no glasses, no contacts, no LASIK surgery will ever transform your eyesight into God's sight. Chapter 1. God Hiding in Plain Sight. This book is for all of us who've been fooled into believing that success is defined by accomplishments. To go big or go home. To shoot for the stars instead of binding our lives in joyful surrender to the cross of God. It is for all the invisible saints who labor unnoticed on their little acre of the kingdom of God, while the world engineers neo-towers of Babel to make names for themselves. It is for those frightened of anonymity, who think they have to be known to matter, to be first to be of any worth, who have yet to realize that God specializes in the last, the least, the forgotten, the unfamous, and the infamous. It is for refugees from religious groups that have industrialized
Sample complete. Ready to continue?